Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Point of View. My name is Rosa Dunn, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to Southeastern Louisiana University's own public radio station, KSLU 90.9 FM. It is my pleasure to invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we keep you up to date on what's happening in the area. And as we begin the show, how about those lines? Lions. We are so proud of our football team here at Southeastern. They have brought so much positive attention and honors to this university, along with all of our student athletes. I'm also told that Coach Blake Hornbuckle, that I've had in here numerous times, that our soccer team won their conference titles. I mean, we are just doing great. We're doing great, and we invite the community to join us. We are so happy that you chose to do that for the conference football title. And don't forget, we're playing Nicholls State today in Strawberry Stadium. And once again, we want to fill out that stadium as we end our football season and get ready for the playoffs. Yes, that's just what I said. Get ready for the playoffs. We've been waiting for 11 years to say that. So how exciting is it to be a Lion? It's just the best time in the world right now to line up. Well, today we want to especially thank the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View, presenting the Hammond Downtown Markets every second and fourth Saturday throughout the year. The market is open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors offer a variety of items, including candles, soaps, jewelry, baked goods, photography, and art, and beautiful fresh vegetables raised in this area. The Hammond Downtown Market is located on Thomas Street next to the railroad station. More information about the Hammond Saturday Market is available at www.ddhammond.com. That's www.ddhammond.com. The Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. Now, today we're going to be talking about healthy holiday eating. And yes, it's time to talk about that. And for some of you, including me, it is time to put the brakes on a wee bit, if I can use a little bit of my Irish, a wee bit. We are especially talking to people with diabetes, but we're really talking to everyone. This November is National Diabetes Month. And so the perfect person to have with us today is Virginia Pellegrin, who's a good friend to KSLU. We've had many interviews over the years. Virginia is the dietetic intern director for North Oaks Health System. Virginia, how nice to see you again.
Good to be here.
Thank you. And thank you for over the years bringing us your dietetic interns who have, who have accomplished all that they need to prior to starting their careers. And then we were always so proud to give them that moment of public speaking and getting them comfortable before a mic, if they ever get called on to do that, or before a crowd. You have had some great students come in here, and very smart, educated students come in and talk to us.
Yes, we're really proud of them. We started out with just taking three interns each year, and now we're up to six.
Six.
So it's really been working
out well.
That's
wonderful, yeah. Yes. Well, with all the upcoming festivities with holiday food, and, here in South Louisiana, it's eat, 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 and how much more can we eat, eat, eat? But how can families with that have loved ones with diabetes, how can they prepare for healthy holidays? But really, the best question is, how can we all prepare?
Well, when it comes to diabetes, it really is all about carbohydrate foods and knowing what those foods are. Then it's not that you can't have carbohydrates. It's the how much. And that's where we get into problems a lot of times. Portion control
and
controlling portions.
Portion, and portion. Once again, just this morning I was watching one of my favorite holiday well, one of my favorite shows, they were talking about the holidays, and this gentleman said that on Thanksgiving Day, he and his family love to, they eat a big breakfast, they eat a big lunch, they carry it over to afternoon, they eat another meal at during the evening time. And he said then they just all fall out wherever they are, whether it's the sofa, their favorite chair, or the floor, and everybody goes to sleep. And I thought, oh, what, there's no portion control there.
Well, it is difficult, and we do encourage people not to do the starve all day long and wait for that one meal.
Oh.
That's not good as well, especially with diabetes, because you don't want to overdo the carbs, and you're going to do that if you don't, you know, eat your regular meals. And the other thing, too, is I know it is sleepy time, but there's nothing like taking a good walk. Afterwards. Start a new tradition and take a nice walk, or some kind of physical activity. Because the main thing is you want to keep your metabolism going. And honestly and truly, the more you exercise, the more you can eat.
Oh, there you go. You can come back in and have another little treat of some sort.
That's it.
And they say the weather is beautiful this time of year. So get outside. And I love watching all the families that get outside and play football or basketball.
Volleyball.
Those families are moving and teaching the children, you know, a wonderful tradition. What about managing holiday stress? Now, before you and I went on the air today, I confessed I am not handling the holiday stress very well, and I'm reaching for carbs at every meal.
Well, and carbs generally are considered comfort food, and they do make us feel comfortable, you know. But we have to take into consideration, again, it's not that you can't have carbs, it's the how much.
I know, and they do. They give me that little quick fix, but then I regret it afterwards. And Virginia, I am catching myself, and I know when I talk about me, I always feel like I'm talking about the average Joe and Jane out there struggling with the same thing. I'm doing things that I've never done before. Like, for instance, some of our local fast food places now have like an ice cream cone or, you know, a vanilla shake or whatever, but something sweet like that. And if I'm like on my way to Baton Rouge to work with my mother or to take her to the doctor, I'll drive through and grab one of those and eat that on the way to Baton Rouge rather than doing all the wonderful healthy things that you and I have talked about over the years. Like, I used to make my own snack bags with carrots and celery and hummus because of my Lebanese background, or like the little 100 calorie items that you can purchase in the grocery store that makes it really easy to have that munchy crunchy. Why am I doing that?
Well, I just think that actually one of the last things that leave us is our taste for sweet.
The last thing.
You know. But it's not always sweet sometimes. We have people that have salty tastes.
Oh, that crave salt
too. So, and that has to be careful because of Louisiana, we do have a lot of high blood pressure and heart disease. So there's a lot to be taken into consideration when it comes to that. And it really is the processed foods that we have to be careful with.
I know. You know, my bereavement counselor that I've been visiting with since I lost my dad, she gave me a word to think and see delay, for me to delay, you know, rather than acting on that urge to go get that shake, delay.
Well, I notice you have a bottle of water sitting over here by you. And I think that it's good when you're going to go a distance like you say you are, that you carry water with you.
I do live in my car.
You know. The other thing is I tell people to get non-perishable items too. There's a lot of bars out there that even quench your sweet tooth, you know, that have a lot of fiber in them that are healthy. So there's alternatives. It's a matter of just picking out the ones that you like.
The choices we make.
Yes, the choices we make.
The choices we make. Now, my good friend that lives in the neighborhood has already told me that we're going to take advantage of this time during the holidays, and she's going to call me every morning to take a walk.
That's wonderful. Walking really is the cheapest, best exercise there is. There's no question about it, you know. And starting out in the morning will get your metabolism kind of boost up. you know. And so, like I said, the more you exercise, the more you can eat.
That's right. And if people who have beloved pets like I do, for all of you with a dog or a cat in the house, my little guy, Guinness, my little Minpin, wakes me up every morning exactly at 6:15. I mean, he's like a clock that I set at night, 6:15. He's ready for his breakfast, ready to go outside. But let me tell you what, I've been getting back in bed afterwards rather than staying up. So my best buddy, and it's good to have a buddy, isn't it? She says
partner's always good.
That's right. She's out of town right now, but when she gets back, she said, when Guinness wakes you up for breakfast, you're going to have your walking clothes ready to go, and that's when we'll leave.
Yeah, and what you said earlier, too, that the weather is more conducive for us to do our exercise outdoors. When it's hot in the summertime, it is difficult. You either have to get up really at the crack of dawn or wait until later at night. And always be careful about your hydration.
That's right. That's right. So I've got my bottle of water. Well, one of the most important things, Virginia, that you can share with us today, and it's just good common sense, those of us who wait to go to that party, who don't eat during the day so that we can graze.
I know. And that's a problem because you haven't eaten all day long and it's like a car running out of gas, you know, what means your metabolism slows down and then you get there and start packing in all that food and then you're going to sit down again and your metabolism is not going to work on that food like it should. And when you have diabetes, you have to take those carbohydrates and spread them out during the
day.
So you don't eat too many at one time because it'll spike your blood sugar up and you won't be able to get it back down again. You know,
we have to be cautious here. And I am so proud of my mother. You know, Virginia, I tell you, how long has it been now for Mom? Maybe 3 years she was diagnosed. She's on no medication. She lost 20 pounds. She never regained it. She pricks her little finger every morning, takes her blood sugar. It's great. More and more doctors are saying, see you in 6 months or see you in a year.
Well, see, she has a plan.
She does.
And it's very, very important to have a plan.
And she's working it.
And unfortunately, in these days, it's hard to develop a plan. But once you get one in place, I might get knocked out a little bit now and then, but you can bring it back.
Well, last year when I was being a good girl, now I'm naughty, but when I was nice, I did eat a healthy snack before my husband and I would leave for a gathering, whether it was a whole orange or a whole apple. Or I was at that point, I was cheating a little bit just to save time. I was buying veggie trays already made up. And that was my go-to item. I'd pull the whole thing out of the refrigerator. I'd munch on a few things. Then I'd shove it back in there. And so I never went to any holiday gathering hungry.
And that's a good idea. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go to parties hungry. Always have snacks in hand. The other thing, too, is a lot of times when you get invited, they ask you if you'd like to bring something. So if you want to bring something, that's a time when you can think, what would be good for me to bring that I would feel comfortable eating and that everybody else would enjoy?
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you for saying that because I was worried about that. You see, my home economics background just went out my head now that I've been such a naughty girl eating every carb I can put my hands on. And I thought, what am I going to do when I get to a party and I don't see one healthy item that I can put my hands on? Well, what I need to do is offer to bring something myself.
And that's a very good idea to do that. The other thing is that I think people are more in, well, Louisiana, we do like our food, but we do like vegetables in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's not like we eat all the starches. We like all kinds of vegetables. And, of course, that My Plate, which they're doing now with the Department of Agriculture, Diabetes Association.
Is it myplate.gov?
.gov. Okay. Choose my plate.
Choosemyplate.gov. Yes.
And when you look at that plate, it shows you that half of it should be non-starchy vegetables and fruit, a fourth of it the starch, and a fourth of it the meat.
And it's visual. You
yeah.
get that visualization. Yes. You see it. You can picture it.
Yes, you can. And when I have patients come and visit with me, I'm very fortunate. I have food models, and we put plates together. And I even had a gentleman one time. He stood up, and he started taking pictures with his camera of the plates that I put together.
There you go.
And I got tickled with it, and he says, I'm going to take this home and show my wife because she couldn't come with me today. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I thought that was very
That was excellent.
Yeah,
that was
really
excellent.
Great.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with a good friend to KSLU, Virginia Pellegrin. Over the years, I have interviewed Virginia and her dietetic intern students from North Oaks Health System. Virginia is the dietetic intern director. And today we're talking about healthy holiday eating for diabetics because November is National Diabetes Month. But as we prepared for the show today, Virginia, it became very clear that these tips are good for all of us.
That's correct. I usually state to my patients that this is healthy eating for everybody. And if, like, the husband and wife are sitting there and the husband doesn't have diabetes but the wife does, I said, this is healthy eating for you too.
Exactly.
And myself.
You know? Yeah, and you know, my friend, I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to keep Dad 3 years longer than we were supposed to, because they were on the Mediterranean. You know, Dad was Lebanese, and so that all came back again.
And that's very good, too.
That is a wonderful diet to maintain.
It's excellent. Excellent diet.
Well, you know, holiday parties and festivities usually mean a lot of hors d'oeuvres. That's what we were just talking about, and appetizers. And I would love for you to tell me how I can handle some of these tempting dishes.
Well, it's all about how much, again, you know, and how much you're going to put on your plate. And you need to, one of the things that we tell people is that a lot of times it's a buffet that's set up. Don't park yourself. Don't park yourself by the buffet. Okay,
yes.
Go in, peruse, see what you really want, get your little plate, and don't go back. And go somewhere else in the room.
Exactly.
So you're not sitting there staring at the table.
I'm going to be talking to everybody. That's going to be because I'm a talker, and I'm
Excellent.
Very social. And so I figure I'm going to eat before I go to whatever parties we have planned, and then I'm going to talk to every – it won't be where we get in the car and Michael say, did you talk to so-and-so? Did you see so-and-so? This year I'm going to say, yes, I did. Not that I missed them in the crowd.
Made my rounds and visited with everybody because really and truly when you think about it, the holidays shouldn't be all about food. I mean, Thanksgiving, the word itself, is about being thankful.
That's great. That's wonderful.
You know, and we need to stress that, especially to our young people today.
Well, you know, we do have a tradition in the Dunn family, and we used to do it in the Mansour family, too. We do sit around the table between the meal, the main meal, and dessert. We take that break, and everybody takes a turn to say what they're grateful for.
That's wonderful, and I think that's a very good tradition because there are a lot of things to be grateful for today. I think about the people in the Philippines and how their life has been so
yes.
disrupted and everything, and not being able to find help or get help, and everybody's doing the best that they can. But we're very fortunate.
We are very, very
Even with
fortunate.
Katrina, we're fortunate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to our military, who we pray for in our church every that's Sunday, that are separated from their family and their loved ones.
I know, that's so hard.
I know. We have much to be grateful for.
Yes.
Well, one of the items that I mentioned when we were talking about keeping these portions under control, in the Lebanese families, we love hummus. We love chickpeas and hummus. And we love baba ganoush with eggplant also. That's another wonderful dip.
Non-starchy vegetable.
That's
eggplant.
Right. Eggplant's
yes.
very good for you. So we can avoid some of those cream cheese-based dips, can't we?
Yes. It really best to stay away from the ones that are high in fat. There's no question about it, because fat has more calories than any other nutrient.
And if you're not a hummus person, a bean dip is just as delicious
yes.
and wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Very good. Pumice has become, I think, very popular in this area.
I'm so glad. Yes.
Yes. We serve it in the cafeteria at the hospital, and you'd be surprised how everybody gets all excited. They have pita bread and hummus, and oh my goodness, you know, they really lap up on it.
That's good. That's good. It's such a healthy choice, and it's a lifestyle. I mean, how many times have we said it's got to be a lifestyle change? I can't get back into this weight loss pattern where I lose it, gain it, lose it, gain it. I am a yo-yo dieter, and I know that's not good for my body.
Well, it's not really. And you, what you just said there, it is a lifestyle change. And you have to have strategies. You have to have plan. That word plan is very, very important. And it's like when some of my patients will come, just give me a menu, you know, like for a week. And I said, you might do this for 2 weeks, but you're going to get awfully tired of it. You know, I said, so you have to be able to do, make your own plan using this as a guide. You know,
right.
So, and that's what we have to do. And when you're planning your menus ahead of time, which, see, we, things are convenient now, and we don't have to do it like our mothers did before us. And when you're planning those things and making your menus out, maybe 3 or 4 days, and then just transpose it onto your grocery list. And when you go to that grocery store, you know what you're going to get. And you're not going to put a bunch of stuff in that basket that you don't need.
No,
you're going to have a list.
Let me tell you, I've started already. I peruse the perimeter of the store. I don't go in the middle because that's where I want to start grabbing everything that I can even eat in the car on the way home.
I know, convenience.
Yes.
There's no question about that. And unfortunately, the first thing you see when you generally walk into the grocery store in the food section is all the pies, the cakes, the cookies, the candies, and all that. And you have to look yonder to find the other. And you make a right turn, and what's facing you is the bakery.
That's right.
And all that smell is coming towards you, and it's just tempting. There's just no way to get away from it.
We have
blinders.
We have to put on blinders.
That's right.
Consider ourselves a horse.
Yeah.
And put on the blinders.
But making lists are good. Yeah.
Yes, and I do make a list, and I find that when I make a list, I stick to that list. When I have no list, I grab anything and everything that my heart desires.
That's right.
And there's no method to the madness.
Nope, and there's so many things to choose from out there nowadays.
I know.
It's very confusing. So being a good label reader is also good.
Ooh, we haven't even gotten to the label reading part. That is very, very important. And we've had a lot of information in the national news lately about the trans fats.
Yeah, they're trying to ban them completely. And I guess everybody kind of knows what trans fat is. Another word is partially hydrogenated shortening. And I always remember as a child growing up watching TV and the lady frying chicken and Crisco.
Meat,
which now we know is probably not the best choice. But what we did, we took beautiful vegetable oil and we made it solid. And when we made it solid, we made it more like butter or saturated fat, which is not good for us. So now the big toss-up when people come in, what's worse, butter or margarine? Well, just depends on the kind of margarine and whatever.
On how it's made.
Exactly.
Read the label.
Read the label.
Read the label.
And, of course, the best oils are olive oil, canola oil, and peanut oil. They're the monounsaturated fats.
And, you know, I have to tell, and you can find it here in the States, but 3 years ago we were blessed to spend some time in Italy, in Tuscany, and I became addicted to cold press olive oil. It has the most fabulous flavor, and you can get it here in the States.
Yes.
So read your if it says cold press, believe me, try it.
Well, it's interesting because we just had a cooking demonstration at ALAC last week, and it was really nice because the recipes that were selected, and I brought this out, they either use canola oil or olive oil. Those were the
very good
that they used.
Now, you know, the salad dressing that I grew up with, coming from a Lebanese Italian family, it's very simple and it is absolutely delicious. And my mother still makes it. It's like, why did I veer off the course? Mama had it right to begin with. But you crush mint, fresh mint in the garden with salt, a little salt. You crush that up. And then you add garlic to that, crush it a little more. And then you add olive oil and lemon juice, maybe a little salt. I mean, a pepper if you'd like. But that makes the best salad dressing ever. And Mother not only made salad dressing with it, but she marinated her meat or chicken in it also.
That's wonderful.
Now, I grew up eating like that. Once again, I'm naughty.
Oh, well. You can get back on track.
There you go. We can be nice again. Now, what about holiday drinks? As long as somebody sticks an umbrella in it, I'm ready to go.
Well, one thing about alcohol and diabetes that's very important to know, and sounds a little bit strange, but alcohol can actually drop your blood sugar, you know, unless you eat when you drink, okay? And one drink for a woman a day and two for a man is what's really recommended if you drink alcohol. The other thing is that you don't need to have all those sweet, sugary.
With the umbrella.
with the umbrella. You just have to be careful with that, you know. And don't be afraid to let your doctor know that, yes, I do like to have a glass of wine or I do like to have a drink, so that they know. You know, that this is part of your lifestyle.
Yes.
And that's one of the questions I ask the patients, and a lot of them don't. Some of them do, and then I explain why they have to be careful with it. I think that it's just something, and most of them actually, strangely enough, if they do drink, it's during the holidays.
During the holidays. Yeah. I started to say, I'm raising my hand there too.
Yeah.
Because the first thing, what happens is when you walk into that party, the first thing the host or the hostess says is, what would you like to drink?
Exactly.
And I usually say a glass of white wine or a glass of red wine, but I try to nurse it during the whole party.
Yes, yes. And because, unfortunately, that stuff has calories. And that generally turns to fat.
Yes, yes.
You don't burn those up as easily.
Or it lowers your inhibition and you go back and graze at that buffet table again.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they do for people that don't have an appetite is to give them a small amount of alcohol to increase their appetite. So that's what it's doing to you as well.
Exactly. And how about eggnog? Is there even a way?
There is a fat-free eggnog out there that you might want to...
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it tastes good to me, you know.
There you go.
Give it a chance. That's one of the things. I like the taste of it, but I know that it can really have a lot of calories.
I know. And only at Christmas, I can hear my mother right now saying, buy me the smallest eggnog you can find so I can have just a little taste.
Yeah, because it is good. It does have a taste. And it is holiday, you know. It just makes a holiday stand out.
I know. I remember my grandmother in Tylertown, Mississippi, God rest her soul, as a child when we would get there, my brother and I, our eyes were as big as saucers because she had a tray or a cabinet with this flat top that seemed to us went for miles, and it was covered with every dessert and sweet you could think of. And it was like, oh, Ma, what can we taste first? And, of course, she let us have whatever we wanted. And now that I have a grandbaby who's 14 months old, I will show you the pictures, Virginia. She is so cute and sweet. That's the first thing I thought of when that baby was born. I want to be like Ma and have that long counter full of sweets and desserts that Amelia can ooh and ah over. There's got to be another way.
Well, I think, to make memories. Well, I think with kids, so it's not that they can't have things like that. I think the physical activity for them is not what it was for us.
Well, that's true.
You know, and I'd be very concerned about that. They don't get a physical activity at school like they used to because there's too much in the curriculum, you know. They just can't. And so that's why it's for you as a parent and good for you or a grandmother or whatever to have physical activities, you know, when they come to visit. Let's go do this. Let's go play here. Let's go to the park.
Well,
let's
do whatever. And, you know, I love that phrase, you know, back in the day. Because after Tommy and I would munch and crunch on anything we wanted, well, Ma and Pa lived in the country. So we'd hit that door and have the most wonderful fun playing, running, riding horses.
Burning up all those calories.
Burning up the calories. So keep moving. We've got to keep moving. What did you and I used to say, Virginia?
Eat less, move more.
Eat less and move more. We should have patented that phrase, my friend. I think somebody stole it from us.
I think one of the other dietitians, they wrote a cookbook, two of them, and that was the
phrase. And that was the phrase.
That was the phrase.
There you go. Eat less and move more. We do have, for those people living with diabetes, you do have to keep that blood glucose level in check, and I'm so proud of my mom. She does that. So, yes, you can do it. If you make the decision, if you work, the program works if you work it.
That's exactly right. And diabetes, unfortunately, is hereditary. And because it is, when your grandmother or whatever has diabetes, and then you've got these young children or their grandchildren, they don't see that. They don't get that.
They don't make the connection.
They don't make the connection.
Right.
You know, and some people say, well, my mother had it, so I guess I'll get it too. Well, you don't need to have that attitude.
No, because
sure.
My grandfather had it, my mother has it, and I need to beware.
Exactly.
I need to beware. And everyone knows because I've shared my grief journey with all the people who tune in and listen. It's been 9 months since we lost my dad, and I do feel that there are moments in my days that are getting lighter. I can't think of another word. To me, I just feel lighter. So I think I really am ready to start delaying the urge to eat those carbs and starting to choose and make some healthy choices for myself, because I know for a fact Dad would never have wanted me to eat myself into oblivion as I miss him.
Of course not. The other thing you can do during the holidays is that we do have some wonderful sugar substitutes out there that actually can be substituted for sugar in recipes. And I have had patients that have told me, I went ahead and substituted the sugar substitute and my carbs were spared somewhat.
They still had carbohydrate,
but nobody even knew it. When I served it, they didn't even realize.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. Keep your mouth shut.
There you go. And everybody loves it. Well, Virginia, we've run out of time, but let's do this real quick because I'm a visual learner. And so we talked about filling your plate. So like for Thanksgiving Day, make a suggestion for us quick now. What is that plate going to look like?
Well, what you're going to do is fill half of it with what we call non-starchy vegetables. And non-starchy vegetables like green beans and carrots and things like that. And salad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Salad. Okay. And then we're going to pick the starches out, like our dressing, our sweet potatoes, our mashed potatoes. One of the things we made the cauliflower mashed potatoes.
They're delicious.
Yes.
I've made it too.
And we did that. And we made sweet potatoes as well, so we could have a non-starchy and a starchy. And then a fourth of it's going to be your turkey.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
You know? And that's plenty. Because when I put these plates together, like they're supposed to be in front of my patients, oh, I wouldn't eat that much, they tell me. I wouldn't eat that much. And I said, well, you know.
What a surprise when you visually see it.
Don't guess.
So it's choosemyplate.gov.
.gov.
But you can also buy today like the plates that we used to eat in the cafeteria.
Right.
I love those divided plates.
Right.
That makes
exactly.
it very
that
easy.
That helps you. It certainly does.
Well, how does someone find out more information about healthy holiday eating?
Well, they're more than welcome to call me at North Oaks. My number is 985-230-6548, and I'll be glad to help anybody with any questions that they have.
Thank you, Virginia. And thank you for sharing your wonderful dietetic students with us, the interns that visit with us here. I know they all are looking forward to wonderful careers, and your training and the training at North Oaks Health System prepares them for that.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me, and I'm sure we will meet again.
You're very welcome, and happy holidays to you.
You too.
Well, the Hammond Downtown Development District is the proud sponsor of Point of View, presenting Hammond's Downtown Market every second and fourth Saturday throughout the year. The market is open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors offer a variety of fresh vegetables grown in the region, also candles and soap and jewelry, baked goods, photography, and art. The Hammond Downtown Market is located on Thomas Street next to the railroad. More information about the Hammond Saturday Market is available at www.dddhammond.com. My name is Rosa Dunn, along with Virginia Pellegrin, the Dietetic Intern Director for North Oaks Health System. Together, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.